words of others, impressions on your heart, and your own gut feelings to help you move beyond the wall of stubborn resistance. The king of stubborn resistance. Many people hang on to stubborn resistance, just as Pharaoh did in the days of Moses. Moses went to Pharaoh and asked to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Pharaoh resisted with entrenched stubbornness. So God sent plagues on Pharaoh's nation to turn his thinking around. Now, if I had been Pharaoh, I might also have resisted Moses' request to let my slaves just walk out of my country. But after the gnats, it would not have been a problem at all. If not the gnats, the flies surely would have turned my heart. One fly is enough for me. I know where those dirty, hairy little legs have been. But massive swarms of gnats and flies were not enough to break through Pharaoh's stubborn resistance. Nor were painful, infectious boils that broke out all over him and the bodies of his people. He remained stubborn through plague after plague, each one worse than the one before, until Egypt was utterly devastated. But still, he stubbornly resisted, finally to his own undoing. We do the same thing. We become the kings of stubborn resistance in our own little worlds. We get into ruts that lead us down paths that cause nothing but pain and end with our hitting walls. Yet we will do everything but try something different. We develop habits and hang-ups we will not even think of releasing. We hurt ourselves and those around us, allowing boils to fester in almost every area of life. The boils grow and become infected. Yet we still cling to our right to do what we please. Or we demand that others cater to the pain we are in, refusing to budge past our self-created walls of stubborn resistance. How can we endure so much loss and pain and yet refuse to seek help remains a mystery. But it happens. Rather than looking for ways past the walls, we hang on to our right to remain the same, our right to live our lives as we choose, no matter how painful those lives might become. Our stubbornly resistant heritage. I guess I have been pretty hard on you so far, insisting on the probability that somewhere in your life you likely exhibit some form of stubborn resistance. But now I want to give you a little break. Most of us don't come by these traits solely on our own. Often we learn them from parents or grandparents who mastered the art. I came from an extremely stubborn family that did not want to be told there was a better way. My grandfather was the most hard-headed man I have ever known. I admired his unwavering confidence, but it often got in the way of anything in which he was involved, and I have found myself living in his hand-me-down genes many times.